Good morning and welcome to Radio Gorgeous Wellbeing. Today we have Jane Michelle of The Jane Plan, which is a diet delivery service, which is based around health and making a nice shortcut for you. She was also shortlisted recently for the NetWest Every Woman Award, and you've probably seen her on How to Lose Weight Well on Channel 4. Welcome, Jane.
Hello, thank you very much. Good morning.
Good morning. It is January.
Yeah.
It is January when we are all hoping to, not everyone, but you know, a lot of us are hoping to make a change in our diets, try and be more healthy, maybe shift what we gained over Christmas, that kind
absolutely.
Of thing.
In fact, the average person in the UK does put on 6 pounds over the Christmas period. But it's not just about that, is it? It's about, as you say, making a lifestyle change, making a healthy change and doing what's good for us. And it could be anything from our tummy to our heads to our taking up exercise to eating less food, different food, changing our lifestyles. And that's what we try and help with at Jane Plan.
And it's so difficult to know what the right thing to do is. There's so much literature and talk about, no, you should only eat kale and eat cabbage or, you know, things you should do, shouldn't do. It's really hard to know. And if you're trying to make a healthy choice and a healthy change, it's wonderful because you come along and you make all that thinking and decision for me.
Yeah, absolutely. You're so right. I mean, I think the social media, general media, just magazines, TV shows, it's almost impossible to know what to do to make those changes. I mean, I think there's a show on TV tonight and they'll be showcasing all sorts of different things. And many of these routes to lose weight or eat more healthy are really just made up for entertainment for the purpose of this show. They're not really credible ways of actually making those changes that so many of us so badly want to make, but just feel completely confused. I remember last year there was even something on the Greg's diet. And I mean, obviously, every sensible person knows that that's not a serious thing to do, but it just adds the general sort of confusion out there. And what we try and do, I suppose, is kind of be the sensible, fad-free, fuss-free option. We work 100% in line with NHS guidelines in terms of how the plan actually is put together. But we try and make it delicious as well. So really delicious food, lots and lots of support. So there's lots of evidence to suggest that people who want to make a lifestyle change need support. Now that could be whether you need to see a life coach, whether you need to see a personal trainer, or in our case, whether you were actually assigned your own personal nutritionist to look after you as well.
You see, because it also seems like what you're trying to do is take the shame and blame out of it.
Absolutely. I am absolutely 100% behind body confidence. We need to love ourselves for what we are. But at the same time, we mustn't blur the lines. If someone is carrying a lot of extra weight, that has a health implication. And I just feel today we've got very confused. Somehow we think being overweight has got something to do with how we look, as opposed to actually our good health. And that's an area that I think social media carries a lot of responsibility for. It actually pushing people perhaps down the wrong path sometimes. It's not about how we look. It's about our health. Love ourselves for what we are. It doesn't matter what dress size you are. It's about being the healthiest you can be, the best version of you. And living, I hate the phrase in some ways because it's so hackneyed, but it does really say it all, living your best life.
Exactly. Now tell me, you started Jane Plan about 10 years ago, but you have been working in nutrition for a long time. You trained in nutrition.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
And what led you to do that?
So, kind of a long, long story. I'm 54 this year. I have my own weight loss story. In my early 20s, I was a lot heavier than I am now. And I literally did every diet going. I was constantly sort of moving from kind of, you know, a shake-based strawberry vanilla shake for lunch type diet to a cabbage soup one. And nothing ever seemed to work. And to be honest, I was a bit miserable about the whole thing and kind of was just constantly on the verge of giving up. In fact, I did give up loads of times. And eventually, I just stopped all the diet things and I started to eat more sensibly. I actually started to eat significantly less and I stopped snacking. And those, I think those two last things are things that made a real difference. I was basically just eating too much, having a great time, but eating too much. So that kind of was part of my history. I was actually working at the BBC at the time with lots of well-known chefs like and cooks like Delia Smith, Rick Stein, Gary Rhodes, of course. So food was very much part of my life. I love food. I still love food. Anyway, I started to eat more sensibly, and I hate that word, because what does it mean? I basically started to eat less. I ate in a portion-controlled way, is the best way of describing it, and lost a lot of weight, and I'm still the same weight now, 25 years on, than I was then. And then I went on to have 3 children, and I then retrained in nutrition, and then I worked in a hospital with people who had a lot of weight to lose, and I worked in bariatrics mainly. And it was all of those things that happen in life. You know how life's never a straight line? It's all those little sort of meanderings in life that brought me to the conclusion that I really wanted to start Jane Plan.
Because I think from your experience, you have a very personal experience of that moment of giving up, of initial enthusiasm, and then sort of flagging, and this always and never sort of mindset.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
I think women in particular, less so of men, I don't like dividing between the genders, but I think it is true in this case that I think we're habitual dieters. Oh, I'm going to do a diet. Oh, I must lose some weight. Oh, I'm going to eat more healthily. Oh, I'm going to go back to the gym. And we sort of almost do it as part of our general life cycle. And I actually think we often enter that scenario with the mindset that it probably won't work. And we definitely don't enter it with the mindset of this is a long time lifestyle change. Little changes can make huge differences, and that's what we should really be doing. I mean, one of the things I find so interesting at Jane Plan, when I talk to our clients, which I still do every day, I rarely come across people who are eating unhealthily. I think the typical, the press, the Daily Mail stereotype of someone who's overweight is someone who's having 5 McDonald's a week and coming home to fish and chips and filling their supermarket trolley with sugary fizzy drinks. That is actually not what I'm hearing. I'm hearing most people are eating pretty healthily. But we're all just eating a little bit too much. And over time, that little bit becomes a little bit more and a little bit more. And that's how we end up being a less healthy version of the one we could be.
I was going to say, that's very prevalent in America. And I remember when my husband, my British husband, moved to New York. And all of a sudden, he was like, you would get a Chinese for lunch. And he'd be like, oh my God, it was so much. And they gave me so much rice. And then creeping up over time, he just ate the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've sort of normalized larger portions. In fact, there's a huge amount of research being done into this. And I can't quote any particular names or supermarkets or even calorie levels, but weirdly, I was actually just looking at this last week. And your average lasagna, I think now, your supermarket lasagna is 40% bigger than it was even 5 years ago. And we don't even notice that. We've normalized it. So we're just eating more and not even noticing it.
Yes, I definitely see that happening. But the other thing that happens with the diets is that you then screw up one thing.
Absolutely. The idea, this is so true, we always throw the baby out with the bathwater. We get up in the morning, we start really well, we have our muesli, our granola, our yogurt and our fruit. We're really happy. Pop into the coffee shop on the way to work, pick up our takeout coffee, ask for the skinny latte, feeling good. And then somehow, mysteriously, we ask for the chocolate muffin too. By the time we're at our desk, we've eaten the chocolate muffin. And then the mindset changes. We think, oh, my day's not going so great. Oh, I've had a chocolate muffin. What the hell? I'll just get Deliveroo for lunch now. And then it leads into the evening, you know, 2 glasses of wine and a bigger meal than because we've basically given up. And we have an all or nothing approach to it. We should really, instead of saying, I had a chocolate muffin, the day is a disaster, I might as well just carry on. We say, oh, okay, I had a chocolate muffin, so you know what? I'm just going to get a soup for lunch and no bread. If we treated our relationship with our weight like we treat our relationship with our bank accounts, I think we'd have a very different relationship.
So are you saying that we're all wildly overdrawn?
I think, yeah, we probably are wildly overdrawn, but also kind of, weight loss is very emotional. When you step on the scales, if that needle or that number that flashes up is not the number that you want to see, the reaction is quite irrational. It's not a kind of, okay, what did I do to get to this point? And maybe it wasn't such a good week. It's more like, oh my goodness, what on earth happened? I can't understand it. That's a much more common reaction. Or to walk away and think, well, that wasn't great. I'll have a packet of biscuits now. Whereas if you open your bank statement, you go online and check your credit card statement, and it's not quite where you want it to be. Instead, you think, oh, it'll be in those handbags. It'll be in that pair of shoes. And you rationalize it yourself and you think, right, this month, you know what? I'm really not going to be doing any shopping. I need to rein in to get myself back to where I want to be. And we have a very rational relationship with our credit cards. We don't have that relationship with scales, and we need to sort of unemotionalize our relationship with weight. And I think social media can play a big part in this, actually. Instead of constantly showing us images that are completely unrealistic about perfect women who can work out for 5 hours a day and then have a sort of delicious looking supper with a lovely sort of almond butter nut crunch for dessert, all of these things are still calories. They can do it because they've been in the gym for 5 hours. Most ordinary women like you and me, we can't do that.
No time for that. But also, I like the idea that Jane Plan, then it does sort of remove you emotionally, because it is hard. It is hard to make those changes. It is difficult to make those changes when you're really busy. You also have to cook for other people. You know, snacking is part of your lifestyle, etc. But if you literally deliver everything I'm supposed to eat in the right portions that I'm supposed to eat it, it's sort of like a training regime. It gets me into good habits.
It absolutely is, and that's so much what we're about. We consider ourselves to be personal trainers for the tummy and a bit for the head too. It is so hard to form good habits, and knowing what to eat is one thing. Actually doing it is a completely different issue. And so we try and do that bit. So we know you guys know what to eat. I know what to eat. But do I always do the right thing? Absolutely not. I'm just like everybody else. So we do it for you by giving you your breakfast, your lunch, your dinner. But also because we're very interested in making sure people we're not a diet. We want people to make a life change here. We want to make it easy for people. So we're also interested in training your head a bit and our minds a bit to say, okay, so now you know what we've given you to eat, you too can do that. And so our team of nutritionists, they're all fully qualified. You never talk to a call center at Jane Plan. They're always on the phone 7 days a week, and they will answer everything really realistically, like, oh, okay, so you feel like a glass of wine tonight. That's fine. This is what we're going to do. Have your glass of wine. And then we try and equip people with the right knowledge so they can make more informed choices. We're there. We're like the sort of big sister, I guess, or the mom, or the cousin, or the friendly friend. The woman you want to have a coffee with. I hope that's who we are.
Exactly. Well, who is also non-judgmental, but realistic.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're not going to, you sort of demystify. You're like, no, that actually has calories. It's not just, you know, anything that isn't water is pretty much going to count.
Absolutely. And demystifying is actually a really important part of it, because you mentioned earlier that we're so confused. Should we be eating kale? Should we be eating blueberries? Sure, we should be eating all these great things. But it really doesn't matter if we have a little bit of a bit of an indulgence every so often, as long as we're most of the time following an 80-20 rule. And also, we mustn't rely on trends that, oh, if we exclude this food group, oh, I'm going to cut out carbs. Well, actually, carbohydrate and protein contain exactly the same number of calories per gram. Cutting out carbs is just a fad that people have sort of caught on to. Going high protein, yeah, there's huge benefits to protein, but we need to eat in a balanced way, in a realistic way, and not be cross with ourselves when things go wrong a little bit. Yeah, be realistic.
What do you mean by an 80-20?
So this is a great rule for the rest of our lives, if you like. So I mean, try and eat in a portion controlled way. When I say portion controlled, it sounds a bit dictatorship like. I don't mean like that. I just mean, just be careful. You know, do you need a second biscuit? How much muesli did you pour into your bowl this morning? If you're having a banana smoothie, has that got three bananas in when actually you only really wanted to eat one? So try and eat in a portion controlled way. Most of the time, 80% of the time, and then 20% of the time, you can have a Sunday roast, you can have a croissant. It doesn't have to be a sort of regime of sort of strictness all the time. Live your lives and enjoy our food. But just remember, a little bit of really high quality food goes a very long way.
And how have you managed to, because I do understand that Jane Plan is actually really quite affordable. Because most of these food delivery services are very, very expensive. So
yeah.
you started this at your kitchen table and you delivering.
Yeah, you delivering that's actually things. True. I mean, when I was working at the hospital, I listened to hundreds and hundreds of patients and their journeys, which had got to the point of choosing to have bariatric surgery. And I felt they had been truly cheated by the diet industry. And I just felt this was not fair. And at this time, so this is 2008, 9, 10 now, I was aware that in London in particular, there are a lot of diet delivery services, I think that's what they called them, springing up. And I investigated them all and they were great. Some of them were really great actually and still are really great. But they were £35-40 a day. And I thought, most people can't afford that. And if they can, they are probably not going to spend that money long term. And to make a lifestyle change, you have to stick to it long term. So these are just what they're just making short term solutions. So but I love the idea of having everything delivered to the door and the convenience of it and taking away the guesswork and the worry and the stress of not knowing what to cook and eat. So I thought I'd try one myself, but I wanted to make it much more democratically priced so everyone can do it. And I really hope that's what we've done with Jane Plan. And yeah, I did literally do it from my kitchen table and I literally did make the food myself and I literally did deliver it in the back of my car for quite a long period of time. In fact, when I stopped making my food myself and finally got some kitchens to make it for me, this is a true story. I lived in a London terraced house in Fulham. I had three children and I used to get the food deliveries to come at about 4 p.m. because that's when they got home from school. And that way we could clear the pallet really quickly. Otherwise my neighbours would be really angry because there's a pallet of food in the street and no one could park. So we literally, I used to be like, come on children, we've got to do it. We've got to get this pallet out off 15 minutes. So that's literally a true story of how I was working with my children.
Well, that's fantastic. Got them involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one thing women struggle with a bit is that kind of feeling guilty, or motherhood is a permanent form of guilt. I mean, you know, and it's not just what we're giving the children to eat, it's everything. I think as a working mom, we worry all the time the effect of not being at home and not being completely devoted to them and all of those things. And I can't speak for every woman, but from my personal experiences, my children have really benefited from my working. They've been a bit free range, it's true, but they really have benefited. And I think they've really understood what it's taken to sort of build a business. But they also know how important the business is to me. I mean, I always describe my business as my baby, and it's the one baby 10 years later who still does not sleep through the night.
Excellent. And how can people find Jane Plan?
Oh, well, we're online, so you can go to www.janeplan.com. Just give us a call, live chat, or we're on Facebook as well if you want to, whatever. We're here for you guys.
And there are I was looking on the website, and there are really a lot of different ways people can be involved and get the benefits. So it's really quite flexible and tailored to the client.
Absolutely. You can do anything you like. You can do full plan, you can do weekends off plan. And when you've done that, you can move to what we call flexi plan. So we really are here about wanting to make lifestyle changes for women and men, of course. I hope we're a best friend, because it's not easy to make these changes. And most of us feel a bit miserable about our weight at some point in our lives. And that's not great. I don't want people to feel miserable. I want to be able to help people in a really empowering and really positive way to be happier, healthier, and the best possible version of themselves.
Thank you so much, Jane. And for more best women, go to www.radiogorgeous.com.